Father, we thank you, we glorify your name. We bless your name, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Our destinies are in your hands. Before we traverse this realm, there is something in you seeking expression. And as men, mortal men, there are many things we don't know about it. And even when we know, there are many things we can't do about it. I want you to pray to God for the next 2 minutes. Ask him for mercy. You know, as young people, you will not understand the importance of mercy until you begin to mature. We find out that there are many things that you can't do. You don't even know how to do it. Yet it is a demand in your life. And there is an expectancy on your life. Just ask for mercy in the next 1 minute and 30 seconds. The scripture said, it's not of him that we let. It's not of him that runneth, but of the Lord that sheweth mercy. For the next 1 minute, pray to him. Simantaka brande baria so samantaka kebre no bahatala anderia toko bobo so samantaka riambale feretesco famanta kapara sanamanda preto pakapanatala de bayate embreto papana hambreta papoko so samantele benakate jabreto pana kambre de benadia kaparanto kopada satamanta kapali. Affect my life, breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. Affect my life, breathe on me. Lift up your hands wherever you are. No, don't worry, don't worry. Affect my life, breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. It's a prayer. Affect my life, breathe on me. I'm tired of the way I am. Lord, I look to you. Let me hear it. Affect my life, breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. Affect my life. Lord, I look to you for life. Affect our life, breathe on us. Lord, we look to you for life. Affect our life, breathe on us. Lord, we look to you for life. Affect our lives, breathe on us. Lord, we look to you for life. Affect our life. Jesus, you can be seated. We'll be trusting God to do something in our midst. Your life will continue the way it is until the Holy Spirit encounters you. Don't worry. Come, find a seat and sit. You need a touch too. Go and sit. Go and sit quickly. Until the Holy Spirit encounters you and drops something in your life. Our life will continue the way it is. There is no man that is strong. We are all men helped by the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, if you see men that seem as if there is a manifestation of strength around their life, it is a testimony to the fact that somehow they found this fountain of help, the Spirit. The scripture made us to understand in the book of Romans chapter 8, starting from verse 24, 25, 26. He began to analyze to us the anatomy of infirmities. You see, the reason why people don't know the impact and importance of seeking God is that they have not cared to travel into the heart of God, travel beyond time, travel beyond the appeared, and found out the things that held men bound. You will find out that sometimes even your father wanted to serve God, wanted to be a mighty man used by God. Many of your friends, if I ask many people, if I take the questionnaire here, many men want to be used by God. But there is something we have to pay recourse to. Can you add a little volume to this so that we don't have much time? Very soon we start praying. They didn't know the impact of the fall of man. By the time we got to the book of Genesis chapter 6, it was the Holy Spirit that said, God said that my spirit shall no more strive with man, for he is only but flesh. Flesh in that context is not necessarily talking about this body. Flesh in that context is talking about an alternative operating system that was generated as a result of the fact that man rebelled against God, and in his rebellion, his attempt is to heal for himself a particular mode of oppression that is different from the one that God has ordained for him, because it seems as if the ordinations of God will bring him to the point where he has become dependent on God. So the desire of man in selfishness is to come to a point where he has gotten a measure of independence. So Satan coming to tempt him, said, the day you eat of this fruit, you shall be like God. Meanwhile, this is somebody that is created in the image of God. And his lack of understanding of identity made him to begin to pursue something that he is already. Now watch. So that desire for independence is what brought man to rebellion. And when we came to rebellion, the impact of rebellion is that man was brought to the point that he suddenly realized that there are many things about him that he cannot do except he's helped. He never knew his construction. There is a construction. There is a way you are made. And you will not realize how weak you are until the days come when destiny begins to come upon you. And then you realize you don't have what it takes to actualize destiny. It is there and then that the anatomy of infirmities will be made known to you. You will realize that in rebellion, man fell out of help. Remember that by the time we got to the book of Genesis chapter 6, the scripture spoke there. It said, my spirit shall no more strive with man. It became obvious that man was sustained by a spirit. What are you sustained by? Now, he never knew that he was sustained by a spirit. So suddenly he thought that there is an alternative life to live. He didn't know that the people that lived accurately and lived powerfully was because his spirit helped them. It is from there that they were able to live a certain kind of life that was able to change the society. Men arrived and it seemed as if they are powerful. They are bigger men than we have seen. What they didn't know is that these are men helped. Your impact in a generation is dependent on how much help you have received of the Holy Ghost. You are a bag of infirmity. That is what Adam suddenly realized. The first thing he did is that God came again in the cool of the evening. He said, I am naked. Who told you you are naked? This is a facility and possibility that is taken away from you when the Holy Ghost is there. Because when the Holy Ghost is there, he covers your nakedness. There are many things about you that can never be obvious. But when the Spirit leaves, you find out you are just a normal man. Even in the delegation of ministry, a man mighty like Samson will appear, and suddenly the scripture said that he wanted to do like before, and he wished not that the spirit have left. Let me tell you, see, the works of God is hinged on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. God is working as long as the Spirit is working. So by the time the Spirit said, I will no more strive with you, that is the time to begin to cry for mercy. Because there is no possibility of achieving anything except the Holy Ghost is here. In fact, that's where I'm going. By the time I come to the book of Acts, you will find out that Jesus finished all the things he did. He packed all his disciples in one room and said, continue to wait. There is, all the things I told you is not useful until a personality comes. It is at the advent of that personality that you realize, do you know who you are? You don't know who you are. Stephen doesn't know himself.
doesn't know that he's a mighty evangelist. Philip was supposed to take the fire,
revival fire, to all the cities that is in Samaria.
When that man appears, a whole city bows to his knee. The principalities, they bow. These are possibilities not given to him until the Spirit came.
Because before the Spirit came, something was working. But he has never revealed the kind of man that you are.
We have to tarry until the Spirit comes. It is therein that our possibilities are revealed. The Spirit begins to work on the things that are our strength and make sure that our weaknesses are covered.
You are not getting me. Don't worry. Stop. 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 I didn't say reduce. Stop. Is there nobody else that can play this thing? Because we need to fly. I don't have time. Come quickly. Come. I need to fly. I just have a few minutes. So many of you think I'm preaching. So many of you think I'm preaching, I'm talking. No, we are summoning people. When you summon them, they begin to come. When you summon them, they begin to come. So if you pay attention, many things are already happening to you. No, you can't sit under me. One of the first witnesses that you receive is the witness of the burning heart. Your heart must burn. It is not possible that your heart will not burn. Very soon, what you will notice is that the ministry of the seraphims, it will be right here. Some of you, it will seem as if they hugged you. You don't know who you are. I used to think I'm a normal person until I encountered things bigger than me. You know what they told me those days? Reduce a little. What they told me those days, they said, the way you are looking, you are a quiet young man. Sister Florence, you are a quiet young man, and what you need is an office where you need to sit down, and they will be paying you at the end of the month. Don't agree to that until you encounter the Holy Ghost. When you encounter the Holy Ghost, you will now know who you are indeed. You don't know yourself. Jesus told them, tarry, tarry, tarry. He didn't say tarry for 2 days, for 100 days. No, he said tarry until, tarry until. God knew that you are weak. He knew that there are many things that has been said about your life that you even know that you have not been able, you have not started doing it. Sometimes you sleep, you see yourself doing mighty things, you wake up and the distance between prophecy and fulfillment is too large that you even feel frustrated. You will look at people who are going forward, you wish that you are transported to where they are. It is because you have not tarried enough. God knows. That is why until a man realizes how weak he is, he will not receive the help of the Holy Ghost. The scripture said in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 26, he said that likewise the Spirit helped our infirmities. From the day man fell, he became a bag of infirmity. It is from that time that he lacked the capacity to live the demands of God upon his life. The person will come and see what God wants to do, but he can't do it. Sometimes the Spirit will be prompting you. He will say, how many of you has happened to you? He will tell you, just fast for 1 day, 24 hours, 2 days, 3 days, and then you start the fasting. By 3 in the afternoon, hunger. Say after me, hunger. In fact, some of the days you don't want to fast, you are not feeling anything. But that day, you said, I will fast today. By 9 in the morning, your leg will start shaking. Something about you will be moving. It is because your flesh doesn't like you to align to the demands of the Spirit. The ordination on your life is demanding something. Now, yeah. For every calling, destiny, there is a demand, and that demand is what brings you to the point of manifestation. What Satan makes sure is that you don't yield to the demands of your destiny. Many times, have you noticed, Jesus came to John the Baptist and John said, I know who you are. You are the one that is supposed to baptize. Jesus says, suffer it to be so. That means according to the archives, the scrolls that contain the destiny of that man, Jesus, he is supposed to come to the point where he subjects himself to baptism, because it takes baptism for you to identify the Messiah. In fact, the fundamental purpose of baptism is that a man can be identified in his ordination. So it was John that was saying, he said that the man that sent me said that by baptism I will identify the Messiah. So it is not possible for us to know who is the Messiah except he subjects to the dealing of baptism. That
That is the same thing with your life. There are many things we will not know. You are, we'll be saying, God will say, ah, these people are here. I will use this. And we have not seen the people here. Do you know why? Many of the people God will use have not subjected themselves to the dealing, the dealings, the demands that it takes for the man inside to manifest. Because it's the man inside that God knows from eternity. Huh? This you now is not the one that God knows. There is the one that is yet to come. Huh? There is a question that is asked on this generation. Are you the one that we are looking for, or should we wait for another? The reason is because there is a certain measure of ambience, manifestation, possibility, functions that is given to the men that appear in the name of God. And when we appear without that attendant functions, we begin to ask questions. Is this the man, or do we wait for another? Because when the man comes, there are certain things we begin to see as a proof that he is the man. Even Jesus, when he appeared, because the prophecy that was hanging upon his life, according to the book of Deuteronomy, it was Moses that was speaking. He said, a prophet like unto me will the Lord raise for you people, and by his words you will be led. And on that day, the Jews began to look for a prophet like unto Moses. And you know the sign of Moses? The sign of Moses is the sign of the shining face. So all the time, Jesus is doing miracles, signs and wonders. They are waiting for the time when he will appear, and then his face will shine bright like the sun. But every day it never happened. They asked Jesus for a sign, and he said, I will not give you that sign that you need. The sign I will give you is the sign of Jonah. Meanwhile, Jesus revealed that sign. After some time, he took three men, Peter, James, and John, and they went up to the mount. It is in the place of groaning. Ah. When they grow, let me tell you, the scripture said our desire is not that we be unclothed, but that we be clothed. And he listed a channel, the system through which clothedness in the context of the spirit is being released upon men. He said, we travel, we groan, not that we be unclothed, but that we be clothed upon. When you are clothed upon, men will forget your weaknesses. The only thing that will be shining is Jehovah himself. It will seem as if you are a star. Only you know that you are still weak, that you became who you are as a result of the Holy Spirit that is at work. See, I don't know about you, Flora, but me, I will enter into God's ordination from. I will pay the price, because a generation will be led astray if men don't arise. You see, the reason why we need to arise is not to say, another man arose, or another man of God, another person, another politician. No, it is because there are many that their destiny is hinging upon your manifestation. The whole of Jerusalem, Jews, everyone is waiting for the Messiah to manifest. As far as they are concerned, there is no possibility of moving into the next season of their destiny, their corporate destiny, until a man appears. Until that man has appeared, they will assume that the seasons that God has promised them have not arrived. So it became obvious that the arrival of certain men in families, campuses, cities is a proof that God's season has come. They are omens in the spirit. According as the scripture said, he said, I and my children are for what? Signs and wonders. I know so many of you think that signs and wonders is miracle. No, that's not the signs and wonders. He's talking about the fact that if we need to trace the workings of God in a generation, in a place, in a family, all we need to do is to look upon a man. Because according to Paul said that God has made us the apostles public spectacles. So it seems as if God will single out a man and begin to deal and release upon that man what he wants to do in a family, in a territory. So that man becomes a sign, an emblem of the workings of the spirit on the territorial basis. So all men need to do in those days is to look upon that man, and they will see the desire of God upon a generation. So you become an emblem in the spirit, a token of God's workings. So even if we don't understand what God is doing, all we need to do is to look upon you, and we see a man that is groaning. Every day you wake up and pray for 12 hours. It becomes obvious from your life that God is demanding a quota of prayer so that his agenda will be fulfilled. Are you with me? If you are with me, shout amen. I have a burden, sister. I have a burden because, So many people think it takes a lot of time. It takes tarrying. If you can tarry, you can become what God has intended. Somebody called me and said,
Kai, how I wish and desire that this my volume can be increased. I'm shouting more than I should.
You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began.
Play on E or E flat.
You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began.
Kai, we have a fracture. A fracture. Kai. Serious fracture. In Jesus' name. We have a serious fracture. God will help us in Jesus' name. I need somebody that can follow me quite well. You are dragging me back. Acts chapter 1. Just a little. Let me walk with my spirit. Acts chapter 1 verse 1. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all Jesus began to do and to teach. One of the things you understand from this scripture is that this is, remember the scripture said former treatise. So, what is that former treatise? Somebody get mic for him. What is that former treatise? Don't worry. There is no time. The former treatise is in the book of Luke. If you get to the book of Luke, you will find the first treatise. It is in the first treatise that the doctor Luke gave the reason why he went ahead to document the story of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said that in the days that Jesus lived, watch, you know, Jesus was a mighty man. Beyond the fact that he was our Savior, when he was alive, he really did mighty things. I believe that there are mighty prophets that God has raised in this land. In the days that they are in their peak, one of the things you will notice is that almost everybody know them, whether you are born again or not. You cannot deny the fact that there is a prophet. So, the implication of that is that the man on the street has a story to tell about Jesus. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Even people that has never been to that man's meeting have something to say about him. Probably what they know about him is that they can even manufacture something. Those days when my father started, because my father was a minister, they said that just watch him, that once he comes, he will go to one part of the wall and do his body like this. That once he does his body like that on the wall, you will see power, it will begin to move. Meanwhile, he's a village church, and my father, the back is scratching him. So he went to the wall and scratched his back, and people said, watch him, just watch him. They said, is the ring on his finger. He now stopped wearing his wedding ring. There is nothing they did not say. Do you know why? People must have an opinion. Are you with me, Just as you are, some people are here now, you are already forming an opinion about me. Now, you'll be shocked that if you leave this meeting and ask different people about this person, what they will tell you will be from their vista. Because you can only see a thing from where you are. And you can't see from outside where you are. That is why for you to see correctly, most times, God will have to bring you to a plane, a realm in the spirit, so that your sight can be correct. Watch. Now, it was Luke that was saying that I just noticed that many people are telling stories about what Jesus did. Meanwhile, these people were not participants of the move. They just heard about it. So there are many chronicles, many things written. But meanwhile, there are people that were eyewitnesses. They were there. Many of them slept with Jesus, ate with Jesus, rose up with Jesus, and did many things. So Luke is a direct disciple of the apostles of the Lamb. Huh? See, that's not where I want to go. It will take us far. There are categories of apostleship. There are actually two categories: the apostles of the Lamb and the apostles of Christ. You see, these are the apostles of Christ are the ones that Jesus appeared to from the platform of his resurrection mode. But the apostles of the Lamb are just the 12 that he chose, and they are never more than 12. And the major reason why Jesus chose them is so that they will be witnesses of him. By the time I'm through with this teaching, you will find out actually there is a difference between witnesses of and witnesses unto. You see, the reason why Jesus chose those 12 is so that they will be witnesses of. You know what is witnesses of? Like you are in this meeting. So, because you are in this meeting, you can tell the story of what happened in this meeting. Huh? But there is what we call witnesses unto. You might not be in this meeting, and you can take the message of this meeting, listen to it, and then the spirit and the possibilities of this meeting enters into your heart, and you begin to live according to the power of what was spoken in that. You have become a witness unto what happened that day. So a man can be witness of a meeting and go back the same. He is not a witness unto. Because for you to be a witness unto, the functions of what was spoken about begin to be manifest in your life. That is what makes you a witness unto. That is why even though they were witnesses of for long, Jesus said, tarry. My target in this tarrying experience is to make you a witness unto me. So that you don't come and tell people, I was with Jesus and I saw him healing the sick. No. When people see you raise crippled legs, deaf ears, blind eyes, they will say, we have seen this thing before. We have seen it. Where did we see it? So it seems as if Jesus has appeared again. So after that time, the scripture spoke about the apostles. They said undeniable miracles. And they said that these are ignorant men. So when they check, the scripture said, and they took knowledge of them and found out they have what? Been with Jesus. It has become the badge of their execution of destiny. It is from that platform that they received authority for ministry. Watch. So Luke was saying that I started writing this thing because many people are writing and they were not eyewitnesses. They didn't even know the exact thing that happened. So he said, I came to set things in order. By my writing, I set things in order so that people will know what really happened. God, I've started working on. There is somebody that has issue with your ear. Like partial deafness, it is going in the name of Jesus Christ. I see three prophets here. God told me I will meet three prophets. You see, when the Holy Ghost comes, you know what they told Paul? Saul was going to meet Samuel at Nayoth in Ramah. He was saying, if I come there, I will tear. If I come there. His heart was even offensive. I have seen people that came to judge a meeting, came to check the man of God, came to, they are like this. And then the Holy Ghost came, because actually that is mercy. It is mercy for God to go beyond whatever you are doing and still minister to you. I have seen people come with guns to meetings and God healed them. And they came and dropped their gun and received Jesus. They are mighty ministers of the gospel now. They came with guns. We have gone to where we are praying and we met cultists. They gave their life to Christ. And some of them, if you see the kind of name, some of them say they are Mobutu Sese Seko. How many of you know that name? All kinds of names that Satan uses to hold them bound. So God will move. And when the functions come, some of you will not recover for the next 1 week. Well, this one is not an amen thing. Now, there are many things you will say many amen, but this one now is not amen. How many of you are old enough to watch NTA? Those days. Na 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 na. If they are casting news by 9, huh? And then there is a woman those days, they call her name Eugenia Abu. I don't know how many of you have watched it. And she now said, something happened in Lagos. Oh, something happened in Lagos. And you now said, amen. Do you do that? Why? Because she's casting news. Your opinion doesn't affect the matter. There are realms of God's possibility. Your opinion doesn't affect it. Your opinion. If God will wait for all of our opinion, we will not be here. Some of us wanted to do many things with our life, but God, there is a place we entered. God refused to respect your opinion. And then the hand of the Spirit became too strong. Kai! We left some of those meetings and went and fasted for 7-9 days. Not because we planned. Our plan was to be was to enter the campus with a limp. Like this. When we enter, men, we know that we have arrived. Huh? The kind of things that, oh my God. I grew up around Onitsha those days, and you don't know what it means to grow up. A young man there is already streetwise. Huh? There were days I was struggling to buy trousers 1,005 later when I started following Jesus. But when I was at Onitsha as a teenager, as a secondary school student, I'm already wearing jeans that is worth 4,000. You know what it means? I wanted to enter the campus with a limp, so that when I appear, they will not have arrived. Huh? When you enter, many things we needed to do, we felt we are being restricted. It's not as if I don't want to be a believer, but there is a kind of believer I want to be. Huh? You know, you'll be here and be here. You know, so that, you know, don't be too hard on yourself. That's why you are like this. That's why you are like this. There is nobody. Go and ask the people that got first class whether they were easy on themselves. Let me use that one too. The day they didn't work hard is harder than the day you worked the most as a normal student. They will tell you they have not read their book, and what they did is 6 hours. Huh? That's when you will understand in this our journey with God. There are people, the day you pray the most is what that they didn't pray. Huh? That day you pray the most, you pray for 3 hours, you say, Kai! And when you are coming out from the prayer room, you are looking like this. Oh boy, una no no say I pray for 3 hours. Una no. That 3 hours, are you with me? Listen, that 3 hours, there are people that when they pray it, their tank is still saying empty, empty. I know of a man that prays 12, 15, 16 hours as normal. I know of a man. So you cannot come and tell that person 2 hours. His engine. Your engine will knock, because what he has is high capacity engine. It is no more about him, because there are many destinies depending on the consistency of your secret place. Some of us cannot afford the kind of life that many of you are living. You wake up in a day and you did not fellowship with the Father and you left, and in the night you said you are tired. That's why God can't commit something in you. He can't commit. Many of you want God to use. He can't commit something in your hand. He will never. Until you gain mastery. He cannot. You have to come to the point when you have gained mastery at least of one thing in the spirit. You have not gained mastery of fasting, of prayer, of consecration, of separation from the world, of your tongue. You have not mastered your tongue, your eyes, your feet. Huh? Your feet can still go anywhere. Your hands can still touch anything. Your eyes can still watch Telemundo. Oh no. God cannot commit something serious in your hands. See, I'm not trying to. I'm telling you what God began to remove from us. Because at that point now, in the point of consecration, it's not a matter of what is wrong or right. It's a matter of effectiveness. That something is dragging you back. Imagine you carrying one bag of cement and you are supposed to run, do a sprint, 100 meters. You have already failed, not because you plan to fail, but because you are carrying too much weight than your feet can carry. Huh? God will put men here in the name of Jesus. The refiner's fire. Fire from the coals of the altar. The fires of the seraphim. They will fall here. The Lord told Isaiah.
said, my angel is coming and he will take the coals of fire and touch your lips. He said, from today you are praying fire. 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 All these things you are struggling with, addiction. Fire. There is fire. Hey, there is fire that can purge your inconsistency, my friend. Fire, fire. Jesus, be seated.
So Luke said, let me set things in order. So what he started in the book of Luke was what he now continued in the book of Acts. Are you now with me? If you are with me, say amen. If you are with me, say amen. Oh. Mm-hmm. So when he continued it, he now said, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all what Jesus began to do, not to teach. Watch. Are you seeing it? Began to what? Do. And to what? Teach. Do you know what it means? It means that the authority of Jesus' teaching ministry is derived from a living. Do you know why the church is weak? We have thousands and thousands of pastors that preach and talk about what has not become a lifestyle. You come in the morning in the church and your pastor teaches you about prayer that is not praying. Only his wife know that he has not really prayed well in the last 1 month. But he can come on the pulpit and vibrate. You know, you can vibrate. We have seen many things. So I know probably my face looks young, but I've been in this business for a while. Yes, I've been around for a while. And there is we have seen many things. Huh? He can even fight with the wife. He can collect bribe. He can even sleep with a lady. Met me and told me that the fellowship president is touching her. Huh? You understand what I mean? Hey, my brother, the fellowship president touches her like this. Cry. And then when he comes out from touching her, he will speak in tongues. And then he will go back and touch a damsel, and then come out and what? Speak in tongues. And then go back and what? Touch a damsel. And then come back and speak in tongues. You know, the guy, his foolishness, his folly was not easily manifest until, I don't know the message he listened to. Probably he listened to some of the ones we are preaching. And then he went to do territorial ministry. Because, watch, your excesses will not be manifest until you start engaging princes in heavenly places. They will take advantage of all your weaknesses. If you are a man of anger, you are gone when you start doing territorial business. Because Satan will make sure that you, before you know it, you have used knife to kill your wife. Meanwhile, that weakness was not obvious. In fact, some of those fellowship presidents that started sleeping with sister, they didn't know that weakness was still there. Because they have seen one or two manifestations of the grace and gift of the Spirit, and then they went out. And then they took people, they said, let's go and do prayer match at Uni Lorin. Let's do prayer match. So they are moving around the campus and are doing shagambagala, shagagagaga. And when they finished, the day they finished, the next semester, they had 3 carryovers. Hey, people are no more smiling. There is no more feedback. Nothing was happening, no, until they went for prayer walk. And then 3 carryovers came. Because Satan is ignoring you. You thought it's because you are powerful. He just assumed you don't have what it takes. So suddenly you woke up and you want to show him that, we are here. He said, okay, me too, I'm here. And he just collected 3 carryovers. Because what he wants to give you is 2 extra years. Now, are you with me? Oh? Your carelessness and foolishness was not obvious until you try to engage territorial business. Then Satan will open you like this. And meanwhile, the lust that is in your heart is not obvious. Probably you dress like me, or this my brother here. You look like a man of God and you are walking like this. And if they greet you, say, bless you, bless you. Say after me, bless you. See, Satan doesn't respect bless you. He respects men of stature in the spirit. All those fellowship guys that I shook their hands and found out they are empty. Because even though I was wearing jeans, I was coming from the woods. Many of them were coming from Christmas. I spent 5 days on Vet Mountain in University of Nigeria those days. And they came back from Christmas with chicken and everything loaded in their belly. And they came back with suspended trousers. They said, bless you. I looked in the spirit. I checked their heart. I found out that it is empty. Huh? Until I met a young man. The young man is unassuming. I shook his hands. It seemed as if I touched heaven. Kai! I said, who is this young man? He wanted to remove his hand. I held it. Let me tap small. Let me tell you. Some of the time, it's not your pastor that carries the fire. It is the usher at the back that shook your hands. You don't know what people are doing. You know, you need to be humble all the time. Because you don't know by whom God has ordained your deliverance. You don't know by whom God has ordained your lifting. It can. You don't know what that lady is doing. The young lady might have locked herself up for 3 days and just came out just because she's a lady and they have not given her mic and she's doing nursery. She's at the back shaking people's hand. When she shakes your hand, fire enters you. A man of God said he came to a meeting and pastor was ministering and the usher that was at the back, God opened his eyes and he saw the lady. Fire was burning in her hands, and she will shake your hands and say, you are blessed. When you enter the church, you start burning. And then the pastor will be doing, and things will be happening. Pastor can even think it is because of what he's doing that something is happening. Let me tell you, it is not necessarily the man that holds the mic that has the authority for the meeting. Authority in spiritual ministration comes from life, not activity. So the man that carries the larger quota of life to administrate is the man that has God's authority upon his life. Because the merchandise of the kingdom of God is life. What we can only give is life. That is why the power of resurrection is summed up in life. It is by resurrection that God bettered a kind of life that have the capacity to bring us to the operations of God, the possibilities of God, and the nature of God. That resurrection brings us up. So that if you wake up in the night and you are too tired to pray, you can find Jesus the resurrection in your prayer life. And when you find Jesus the resurrection in your prayer life, you can never miss it. Even when you are so tired you can't pray, you say, I know the path of life. I know the path of resurrection. If that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in me, he will quicken, not my spirit, not my soul, my mortal body. I command you body to submit. Submit to the powers of immortality. Submit to the powers of the spirit. I tell you, sometimes I will do it for 1 hour, nothing has happened. But in the after 2 hours, I will pray like a man that is possessed. Because I've tapped into the dimension of the resurrection life of God at work in the context of prayer. Are you with me? When you see a man fast for 7 days and he wants to continue, it is because resurrection have started working. We have seen men that wanted to fast in the flesh and they died. Demons came and possessed them. If you are here and you are touching a damsel, stop. Stop. What you don't know is, I spoke to some people and they say that God forgives and all that. Anytime you touch, your destiny goes back. Anytime you touch, it goes back. It's only Satan and God that knows what is happening. But you don't know now. You come and say, Father, forgive me. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And you go back and open the pornography and watch again. And then you masturbate. When you are through, as your seed is lying everywhere, Satan will say, oh boy, now 6 months don't come on for this person. You come tomorrow and say, Father, I know what your word says, your blood. God will forgive you. It's not about forgiving. Are you just here to ask for forgiveness? There is a destiny to live, my friend. There are people that will die if you don't manifest. And you are there wasting your time saying, God forgive me, God forgive me. Even the unbeliever, his forgiveness has been bought. The only thing stopping him from appropriating forgiveness is just faith. So you want to measure yourself from
the level and platform of an average unbeliever. You have to rise above that. Be angry in your spirit. My friend, if you are not angry, you remain there. Satan will keep you back and begin to give you the food that is meant for dogs. You'll be eating it. You are doing dog thing. You know he's dog. Dog finish from this person, he go to this person. Any guy, he goes to this person. You need to be angry and break up. Break up from this thing. My generation is waiting for me. Oh, I can't continue like this. Oh.